Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment slash condominium, or is it a manufactured mobile home?
Just a house.
All right, so would that be like a single-family home then?
That's correct.
All right. Do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Own it, all right. Could you please tell me what year your home was built?
56, in the 50s. All right. Fall of 56.
1956.
And we did additions to it, so we did additions and...
All right.
75, I think. I don't remember offhand.
Oh, all right, no worries. So have any upgrades or modifications have been made to the property? Like, let's say, roofing upgrades or impact windows, drainage upgrades?
All my windows are impact windows.
All right, okay, all right. Have any other upgrades have been made?
No, I had a new roof about... I think it's 3 years now, and I have solar panels on the roof.
All right. Thank you. So how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Hold on. Let's see, 43 and 24, 67 years, I guess.
67 years. All right. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the list goes tropical storms, Category 1 hurricanes, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, or Category 5 hurricane?
Say again, have we experienced what of them?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't remember. We evacuated for a couple.
All right.
Not
so,
three or four. I did one in 58 or 59 we evacuated, and I don't think we did in 60. I don't think we did in 70. I don't think we did, 80. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, specifically, do you happen to recall if you've, like, survived or if any of those in your household have lived through a tropical storm or a Category 1 hurricane?
All of us. Well, we've all lived through...
All of the above.
Whatever hurricanes came up the west coast of Florida. My oldest son is, 42 now. So in 42 years, we've evacuated several times. The last one was about 3 years ago, I guess. It was supposed to hit here, and it turned in south of us before it got here. Turned in south of Tampa Bay.
All right. So do you remember in what year or the name of the tropical storm is?
No, I used to remember them, but there's one.
If you want, you just give it a year.
No, I can't remember. If I saw them, I would.
Oh,
probably.
All right. No worries. So, do you happen to remember the name or the year in which the Category 1 hurricane happened?
No.
All right.
I don't
no worries.
Remember the year of any of them. If you give me the name of a hurricane, I'll tell you what I remember about it. But.
All right. Well, no worries about it. So have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No, not really. Very little damage at all.
All right.
Roof was never – I might have hit a couple shingles and – no windows. I don't ever remember anyone. No, we never had any windows.
No? All right. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
I know I'm vulnerable, but I really don't worry about it until I see one on the radar, and I look at it, and then, you know, I get pretty worried, and I say, well, I got to get out of here, and, you know, roll with it. I'm not gonna, you know, with all the people moving to Florida, you know, you can't evacuate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with 30 years ago, if you had the roads we have today, it'd be no problem, but we're always overcrowded on the road. You put everybody on the road at one time in one direction. I think the last hurricane, didn't they actually block off the southbound lane of 75 and let people go north on 75 on the southbound side, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
I did not, but now I know, so thank you.
Well, don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure that happened.
Oh, all right. So if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you say you're going to put up hurricane shutters and board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to a home of a relative or a friend in your area, or would you not make any preparations because your home is already prepared?
Well, I don't know what's already prepared. First thing you grab is the irreplaceable documents that you might have laying around, and we get pretty much done with that. So the last time we evacuated, we left at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 8 o'clock, what did we do? We weren't out of the house 12 hours.
All right.
I'm on the phone. So anyway, how many more questions you got?
Very little questions. So we're about 27% done with the survey. So we do have a few more questions, but it's not going to be that long, to be honest. So
how many questions?
I do not know the number exactly. I just know the...
Well, I'll keep going. I might have to cut you off. Go ahead.
All right. So you basically would not make any preparations then because your home is already prepared?
Say what?
So you wouldn't make any preparations because your home is already prepared?
I just get the most valuable... maybe any jewelry, but any documents, you know, insurance documents, and, you know, whatever food's around that we might need when we evacuate, we could use it there. That's about it. Make sure, depending on how far away it is when I evacuate, I'm not going to evacuate until they tell me to, and they give you a deadline. You know, at noon they'll say everybody's got to be out by 6, so, you know, by watching you should be somewhat prepared, so.
All right. So when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane if you did choose to kind of stay and prepare? Would you say when a hurricane watch is issued, so possibly within 48 hours? When a hurricane warning is issued, so possibly within 36 hours? Or would you say your home is already prepared and could be secured in a few hours?
Well, we're pretty much ready all the time.
All right. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain?
What was the first one? I'm pretty certain.
All right. Can you please select your top 3 sources of information? And the list goes internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper/print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, etc., or WhatsApp.
What do you mean? Where do I get my information? I get it from the Weather Channel.
All right, so TV?
Well, that's TV, yeah.
All right, so...
I get there's some radio stations, AMs, off AM radios that are really good about it, too, so... We're fully informed.
All right. Do you use the internet sources, maybe, like some blogs or internet pages? Do you happen to use
Well, them? My son still lives at home. Yeah, he's a internet he grew up on computers. He builds them and, and he makes money off of them. And so I've got full skilled people here with the, for internet usage. And like my son lives in Largo and we can go to Largo if we have to.
All right. Nice. So on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
6, 7.
Oh, so would it be a 5 then? Because it's 1 through 5?
Oh, it's 1 through 5. Okay, so good. About a 3.5.
3.5, all right. All right, so have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? And the list goes cost of childcare, cost of insurance, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, cost of food and
no.
other essentials, transportation costs, or property taxes?
No. No, 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 no jump in any of that.
All right. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Well, right now I'm sitting on the intercoastal waterland. Today it was about water was about 3 feet below the top of the seawall. So yeah, I'm right here looking now. I'm about 8 feet above seawater, high tide. High tide and low tide. Low tide doesn't matter, but high tide, we're usually about 5 to 6 feet above high water.
Okay, so would you say that you live in a flood zone then?
Of course, I have to pay flood insurance.
All right. What is the letter designation for the flood zone? Is it A, high flood risk, B, moderate, or C, low risk?
Probably an A or a B.
All right.
Who are you calling from?
My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Okay.
All right.
I missed that.
All right. So when would you evacuate? Would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, so possibly around 48 hours? If a hurricane warning is issued, possibly around 36 hours? If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours? If emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or would you probably never evacuate?
Probably when they said we should evacuate.
All right.
I'm only 2 miles to above ground, above flood zone. There's a bluff, and we're that part of that area. We're good.
Okay. So if you need to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to a house of a nearby friend or family, to another location?
Family. You go to family.
Family. All right. How many vehicles are available in your household?
3.
3. All right. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Good question. I have no idea.
All right. No worries. So how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain you could come up with it? Could you probably come up with it? Could you probably not come up with it? Could you not?
I'm certain I can come up with $2,000.
Right. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Would you say it's decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
Somewhat too drastically. I don't know. I don't remember. I haven't gotten the insurance yet.
All right. And what about in the past 1 to 3 years?
Oh, it keeps going up. The cost of living, it's the cost of repairs. You know what I mean?
All right. So we just get increased significantly then?
The inflation of whatever the inflation rate, it goes up at the inflation rate because of the fast materials and labor costs, especially after a hurricane. the guys are going to want more money than regular, than, you know, because they're in high demand.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what about in the past 3 to 5 years? Has it increased somewhat or increased significantly, or has it remained the same?
Well, it's probably, I don't know, gone up a lot. How many more questions?
Well, we're about 50% done with the survey now.
My dinner is getting cold, so I...
All right. Okay.
Call back later, but that's it.
All right. No worries. No worries.
Okay.
Thank you for your time. I truly appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.